welcome to Next Box Game Radio, episode 22. I am here with a very special guest host, T Primex. Hello.
Hello.
And we are here over the phone for the first time, surprisingly. Most radio ones on the net just do that already, but nope, we just started doing it. He's always just been coming over to my place and recording. So it sort of limited us, but now here we are, and hopefully we sound pretty good. So this week is very special because it is the first episode on BinRev DDP Hack Radio, and for all those listening there, I am UT Crazy, and this is T-Primex, and you can visit us, our website, and look at some of the reviews we've done and listen to past episodes, because this is episode 22, so you might feel lost in some of the things we talk about. So you can visit our website at www.nextbox.co.nr. So I had some topics in my head last night, not that I'm going to be able to remember any of them now. I was thinking of doing show notes for this episode, but we try to do show notes and we never seem to get any ideas. We sort of get them...
go with the flow.
Yeah, go with the flow. So I was thinking you'd talk about the two games you did reviews on, and I was going to talk about something, I forget what. So you talk about Knights of the Old Republic 2, and I'll think of my next topic.
Knights of the Republic, do I need to do a review on that?
Well, no, no, it doesn't matter, just you played it, didn't you?
Yeah.
So just talk about it, like, just sort of say what's good about it, what's bad about it, and stuff.
Alright, Knights of the Republic, I wish there was an Xbox in my room, because downstairs where the Xbox is really noisy, so I'll just go in here while making my Gaia birthday wish list.
Yeah.
Which I am now questing for. If 100 people donate me 200 gold, I'll get the item I want.
Okay.
Okay, Knights of the Republic 2. Here we go. Oh yeah, hang on. Before we start, are you going to add music in it?
In the background?
Well, I don't know. In the background, in the show, period.
I'm going to add music in, yeah.
But in the background, or just do what, like a... intermission.
I don't know. I think we'll have an intermission in the middle, but I'm not going to have music in the background. I tried it once, it didn't stop me, because, I mean, BinRev doesn't do it, and, like, you know, Squizzy Radio, they had background music in the background.
And it blocked them, their
and
voices
I know, it's like...
Yeah, that was
especially
sort of awful.
Izzy, it was awful. Like, I
said
that. I
was trying to listen to them, I'm like, what are they saying? All I can hear is this damn music in the background.
I know. So it's sometimes annoying. Like, it might be good for sometimes, but... Yeah, so talk about Knights of the Republic 2.
Alright. Knights of the Republic 2. The thing about Knights of the Republic 2 is... this was actually one of the games that didn't disappoint me this year. Like, there was a pile of games that this year I have to give, like, awards to, which is Full Spectrum Warriors, one of the best games I played this year. Spider-Man 2, one of the best games I played this year. Star Wars Battlefront, one of the best games I played this year. And Knights of the Republic 2, one of the best games.
But you haven't played Star Wars Battlefront on Xbox Live, so...
Yeah,
but everyone says it's laggy, so...
Yeah, well, it's not about... it actually is about the online play. But you can... it's just as fun offline as it is online.
Yeah.
Like, it just gets you into the Star Wars mood. Like, I had a Star Wars weekend when I rented it, and I got it for Christmas, and so now I actually own it, but we rented it. Well, no. Yeah, we rented it, I guess. And my brother rented that, and then I rented Knights of the Republic 2, and we watched all the Star Wars movies that out, like episode 1,
Star Wars 2, weekend.
4, 5, and 6. And we played those two Star Wars games all weekend, basically. So, Knights of the Republic 2 didn't disappoint me at all. But, I have to say this one is a lot more, I'm not going to say it's like a horror game, but the beginning part sort of a little darker storyline, because you get in this, I'm not going to tell you like the story hardly at all, because the story is what makes Knights of the Republic 2, which made the story on the first one was like the, probably the best storytelling ever heard. Like,
did you, how much of the game did you beat?
I heard there's like 9 planets, and I was on the 3rd planet.
Oh, you well.
So I was about 1/3 of the way done.
And you still like it? It was still interesting at the end. Like you still felt like, oh, like I really want to buy this, like because I've just rented it.
Yeah, well, I've beaten Knights of the Republic 1 7 times.
Oh yeah, 7 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it never gets old for me. Well, now it is, sort of.
It has good replay value.
It just has a lot. It's a long... Well, for me, it's a long game. Others just speed through, but I like to enjoy the... just how they made the game. So it's like a... close to a maybe 30, 40-hour game for me. Which is a normal game, I'd say, is 20 hours long.
Yeah.
But so this is about double, like it's like playing 2 games. So I just don't have the time for it anymore.
How long did it take for you to beat Fable? Because I heard on another radio show that I think it was a 10 to 50 hour game.
Yeah, I'd say about that. I haven't actually beaten Fable.
You're
per
close.
Say. I'm at the last boss.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say. I'm at the big battle at the end.
Yeah, and
I'm trying to debate in my mind, like, you get to, at your end, I'm sort of spoiling it, but not by a lot. There's the sword, which everyone's after, and then you can either destroy the sword or take the sword for yourself, which is the strongest weapon in the game, and kill your sister with it. And the sister is, like, the best character in the whole game, but the sword, it's, like, a huge, awesome weapon thing.
So, How long would you say it takes to beat that last boss? Because
the last boss,
yeah.
Well, I discovered something because I'm like, me and my friend were playing it, and we go, oh, we have about 25 health packs, and that'll probably be enough to beat him, because how I play the game is all about health packs. Like, that's how I beat those boss in Knights of the Republic 2. I took a health pack, I kept... Every time he went and healed, I went and healed, like, twice. And I still had, like, 50 med packs at the end of the game.
Yeah, you get a lot of med packs, I find, in Knights of the Republic, but you need them. Like, if they gave you, like, a lot less than that, like, you'd die a lot easier.
And I had Force Cure with me, which is, like, a way to heal yourself a lot and your, like, everyone around you.
Yeah.
Without using med packs. That was probably my favorite force power.
Yeah. In Knights of the Republic 2, they give you the same amount of med packs. Like, is it? Is there more weapons and stuff? Is it a more complex storyline?
Well, the storyline's as darker as say you walk out, everyone is dead in the building. There's like 3 people alive, and the big boss guy. Like, you know how every game has that big, huge boss guy that you're facing at.
Yeah.
And in Knights of the Republic 1, you face the boss guy about maybe 75% done in the game, like, for, like, your first time actually facing him.
Yes.
In this game, you don't face him right away, but you see him right away. He is on the same, like, in the same building as you, and he actually, one of your party members fights him and loses her hand.
Oh.
And so, and it's sort of a freak, because the guys he brings along, like, his little... I don't know, guys, his minions he brings along, they have invisibility cloaks on.
Yeah.
So they're always just popping out of nowhere.
In Knights of the Republic 1, I noticed that, like, I haven't played, I haven't, beat the game, but, like, I was wondering, how many party members do you get, like, at one point in Knights of the Republic 1? Like, do you get a lot of party members? Like,
well, you can only have 2 traveling with you at
the
same time. But you can have, I think there's 10 guys, yeah, there's 10 guys, party members, in Knights of the Republic 1, I think. And in Knights of the Republic 2, there's actually 12 party members.
Oh.
But the one you can only get if you're, like, you can only actually get 10 because there's two where it's like, if you're good, you get this person, and if you're bad, you get that person.
So it's sort of like the fable, like, every decision you make affects how you beat the game or how you turn out.
Yeah, but what bugs me, there's only one thing, I like Knights of the Republic 2, and Knights of the Republic 1 for that matter, better than Fable. But the only bad thing is, a Fable was the one that came out with the idea of choosing good or evil.
Oh, yeah.
And then Knights of the Republic, because Knights of the Republic had the better developers on it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they didn't, because Knights, Fable is much more better graphics.
Yeah, that's true.
But Knights of the Republic 2 came out like 2 years before Fable. Knights of the Republic 1 came out like 2 years before Fable. But everyone gave all the credit with the good versus evil thing to Knights of the Republic 2, and actually
it was
Fable deserved it.
Yeah, but I'm sort of surprised that, like, when you first got Fable, like, I haven't actually even played Fable yet, because I haven't played at your house yet, but, I'm actually surprised that you were sort of, disappointed with it, but, because you were, like, really, anticipating it being, like, an amazing game, and, like, I guess games, like, they surprise you, like Halo 2.
Like, the three main games I want that are all the same equalness to me.
Yeah.
That I wanted to come out with Knights of the Republic 2, Halo 2, and Fable. And I have to say, I give the award to the best of those three games to Knights of the Republic 2. Because they're all three of them are good games. It's just Knights of the Republic
has a good storyline. Like, you can give that to, like, Halo 2, it has a good storyline too, but, I mean, Knights of the Republic, I can't personally say that Knights of the Republic 2 does, but I know Knights of the Republic, I mean, I have to say, LucasArts made some good games and some bad games.
Well, LucasArts doesn't make a game.
They don't?
Make games.
Was it BioWare or,
BioWare, maybe.
BioWare, yeah.
Well,
they
LucasArts, I think make games, but not good games.
I think they, like, produce it, or they put their name on it, because
they're
Star Wars.
Yeah, they're the publisher.
Yeah.
Or producer, I don't know, one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know what the proper term is.
Yeah, I don't know. So, they just have to have the name on it. That's why I remember it, because it's like LucasArts, but it's really BioWare. They make some good games. What other games did they make?
BioWare is coming out with a game I really want to play and buy, which is called Jade Empire, which is like Knights of the Republic 1, because did you know Knights of the Republic 2 isn't made by BioWare?
It isn't.
No, because BioWare was making Jade Empire.
Oh.
And so they didn't have enough time to make Knights of the Republic 2. And Obsession made it. And
Obsession
did a great job. They did, like, I'd say a little, well, I don't know, it's about the same job, because the only difference is the graphics in the game and the storyline. And the storyline is probably about equal. Like, the storyline is darker, so therefore it wins on Knights of the Republic 2, but Knights of the Republic 1, there is a part of Knights of the Republic 1, I'm not going to give it away, but it, like, made my jaw drop, like, it was so surprising, I had no idea that this was happening, but in Knights of the Republic 2, I can, like, predict exactly what's going to happen.
So that's a bad thing?
Yeah, that's a bad thing. So they're both equal in storyline, and then the graphics are, like, some parts in Knights of the Republic 2, you're like, oh, yeah, they really, really improved the graphics here, and then other parts, you'd be like, oh, the graphics have gotten worse. So they're about equal games.
I don't think either of them try to get real-life graphics. They just try to get good graphics. Like, I mean, they're okay graphics. I mean, as long as you're not, like, jumping all over the screen when you're walking, and it has a good AI system sort of thing, then, like, it's fine. But, I mean, at least they try to get good graphics.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go. What were you talking about in Knights of the Republic 2?
I forget.
That puts me off, but you were saying that, like, it had predictable storyline.
Yeah. I'll end Knights of the Republic 2 topic there.
Okay, so, some of my topics, I mean,
Are we recording now?
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay.
Yeah, some of my topics aren't, like, the best, but I had some good topics, and I don't know what they were, so I guess as I'm talking, I'm just going to have to, like, think. Oh, actually, before we go into my topic, I want, maybe, you want to just talk about your, you had a little, decision you had to make between a Game Boy DS and a MP3 player.
Which I don't know if I should be regretting it or not.
Why not?
Well, I love the decision I made, but I'm always like, what if now?
Yeah.
Because the decision I made was I got money from Christmas, and I was going to buy my first MP3 player or a Game Boy DS, because I have a Game Boy original, the original Game Boy, the first Game Boy that came out.
Yeah.
And I wanted to update that one. And now, actually, I didn't really choose an MP3 player. How it happened was, DS was sold out, so I got an MP3 player.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty happy with my MP3 player.
Yeah.
I think it's good. But I'm always like, what if I got a DS?
Yeah, I know. I think the only bad thing about your MP3 player is the headphones.
The headphones are too short, but I like how they look like iPod headphones.
I know, but, yeah, you
but
can't...
I'll be, like, listening to it, and everyone will be like, oh, you have an iPod? And I'll be like, yeah. Yes, I do.
You're, like, walking down the street, and then someone's like, hey, that kid guy has an iPod, I'm gonna mug him. But, yeah, but iPod, I want one. So for my first topic, Need for Speed Underground 2, and I know how you don't like Need for Speed games, but I was actually impressed with this game. You have a lot of,
Is there a storyline to this game at all? Or is it just racing?
I personally just played racing with other people, like I've played multiplayer.
Have you gone Xbox Live?
No, I haven't yet. I should actually today. Okay. I was on YouTube.
And tell me, when are you exactly returning Pandora?
Pandora?
Yeah.
Oh, I had the weirdest dream yesterday. I'm like, hey, Kenny, you're back from, Holland. And then he's like, yeah, I'm back from Holland. And I'm like, cool. That was like the dream. But, yeah, Pandora.
Okay, that was a very interesting dream.
Yeah.
It was like a 5-second long dream.
Yeah.
Just with Kenny saying, yeah.
Well, I'm sure there was other stuff. It's just that's the only thing I remember. I just remember. Kenny,
That's what I hate about dreams. You always forget.
Excuse me. So, Need for Speed Underground 2, I have to play on Xbox Live today, and maybe I'll try out the, see if there's a storyline, but, I'm busy today, so I don't know how much I'm gonna get done today. Need for Speed Underground 2, I was actually impressed with it because, like, first of all, the graphics are good. And it sort of surprised me, because people, when they get a racing game, no matter how it seems, no matter how bad it is, they say, oh, this is so realistic. Like, well, they're not going to say that about Pole Position. That's one of my favorite racing games for some reason. So whenever I go to the arcade, I just play Pole Position. It's only a quarter, so I mean, it's a lot of fun. But, it seems like everyone says, oh, this is really realistic. Well, Need for Speed Underground 2 is realistic. And I'm not going to say it's really realistic because, I mean, what a game developer has to do when they're making a driving game is they have to, what they should do is have videos of, this is what they do. Okay, they take a real street and they, like, cartoonize it so that it's it's a video game street, and then they just have videos of the actual street, nice videos, like, use nice cameras, and they, like, flash videos at the starting and the ending, like, do that so, like, you get the feel of what the street really looks like. I mean, the cars and everything, they add so much detail into, and that's good, because they need to, because that's the main part of the game, but I think they need to focus a bit more on making it truly realistic, not just cartoon realistic.
I want a car racing game like Burnout 3 does this.
Yeah.
But I want like more car racing games where if you hit the, like I was playing a Sega GT 2002 a few days ago.
When you hit the curve, it actually shows on your car. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, or like me and my friend, I just got sick of racing them because I'm awful at racing games.
Yeah.
So I just turned around and started smashing up his car, but there was like no damage. I wanted to blow his car up.
Yeah, I know, and I think some racing games you can do that. Like I know, Underground 2, you can. I'm pretty sure something along the lines of you are deducted points every time you hit the side. I'm pretty sure it doesn't show damage, but I'll have to confirm that later when I play. But and I'm pretty sure it deducts you time at the end. So if it's a close race, you might just lose because you're bashing into the side all the time. But I could be mistaken. Like, if anyone can confirm that, email.
Yeah, which we haven't gotten. I hope since your BinRev is so popular that we get some emails.
BinRev is popular, and I like BinRev.
We'll tell them our emails on the show if they're too lazy to go on the website and get it. So
my email is utcrazy@hotmail.com, and his is t_primex@hotmail.com.
Yes, that's not very hard.
Type in
and send us an email.
It's not like our real names that you have to know what our, like, how to spell our last names. So Need for Speed, I'll have to check that if we get any email about, like, this deduction thing, because I know it deducts you points. And what was weird, I was playing drag racing on it. You can do drag racing. I guess, I went on it accidentally, and then I, like, went away, and I let these two people play. Then every time you go too fast at the starting, your motor blows up or burns out or whatever, so it ends the races. So if you both start off, like, revving your engines and go full speed, then you can't race. So I'm sort of wondering exactly how you do these drag races. I'll have to try it at one time. Because, like, you have to, like, go slow.
You know what you should try out going on it with Xbox One?
I know. I just, I've been really busy. This seems like I've never gotten, like, even though I have, seems like I've never gotten any time to myself these whole, like, Christmas break.
See, you know what's weird is I feel like watching TV and going on Gaia and stuff is something I have to do. It's like, I don't consider
like
that free time. I consider that, like, a job. I have to do it.
Yeah,
I have,
like,
no choice. I have to watch Kids and All, and I have to go and die, and I have to.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes when I'm, like, if I'm doing something, like, productive, like working on the website, it feels like when I'm on the computer, it's like a waste of time. Like,
yeah,
it's like 7:30, I go on the
TV
computer.
TV feels like a good, like,
spending of time.
Just if I fall asleep while watching TV, I'm like, I use my day properly.
Because it
on
seems
computer,
like someone,
I'll be like, oh, man, I should have done this and that and that and this.
I know, because you get off, like, I go on at 7:30, get off at 8:30, and I'm like, wow, that was very productive. If I didn't do anything, like, I just sort of go on MSN, wow, MSN, you talk to people for, like, 2 seconds, ask them what's up, and most of the time, that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
And there's those special few that you actually have more than what,
Yeah, I have, like, about 10 people that happens with on my list, and that's about it.
Yeah. Like, basically, I have none. Well, no, I have people, but, so, Need for Speed, I really gotta try it out on Xbox just to, let D-Primex know how good it is, and, like, Xbox Live is really, I like it.
Hardly ever use it for some reason.
I like how they do some of the things they do on it, like, how they, like, organize it, how you get into the games and stuff. The best thing I didn't know that happened. What?
It actually shows you what your friends are doing. That's just...
What, like, in menu and in lobby,
like, say
and
if,
stuff?
Say if I'm on Halo 2.
Yeah.
No, say if I'm on Nexel. I like Nexel. No, I'm on Crimson Skies, okay? I'm playing on Crimson Skies.
Okay.
And I want to play Crimson... Say if you got Crimson Skies. Okay, I have Crimson Skies, and you have Crimson Skies, and I look, and you're playing Halo 2. Look, I can see you're playing Halo 2. What they need to do is actually let you watch them.
You know, they need to, like, let you see exactly
what they're
doing.
That would be awesome. Like, I could watch you play Halo 2, or you could watch
them. That would kind of be like spying in, like, if the other person didn't know.
Yeah, well, it should, like, let you have, like, an invitation or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Where you let them watch them.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Then you don't have to always switch games all the time just to whatever your friend's playing. That would be cool. I can't wait till you get Xbox Live.
If
you get Xbox Live, but your mom seems sort of keen on getting high speed, so...
Yeah. I suppose. That's the whole problem.
Yeah. And, do you have an... How about you talk about, I don't think Star Wars Battlefront, I think we talked about it for a little bit, but...
I just said it basically puts you in the battle.
Oh, yeah.
That's
all you can say about it?
Well, you know, I can't say much. I used, like, all my material on it on the reviews.
Yeah. So if you want to check out what that's about, you just go to nextbox.co.nr.
Like, I'll probably bring it up here and there, but...
Yeah.
You know, I don't know really what to say about it. You can choose to be the Battle Droid team against the Naboo, or Naboo against Battle Droids, or Rebels.
That game really is for the Star Wars fan. Like, you know how
Knights
of the
Republic... You don't like it?
I don't think I do. Like, one time I was playing... Like, I might be, like, just because I didn't understand how to play, but one time we were just playing and I was so, like, out of it. Like, I didn't know what to do, so I just sort of...
Like,
when
I don't know what to do for games,
I just joke around with it, and I just have fun.
I can't believe... Because my grandpa, he owns, like, hundreds of movies.
Yeah.
And when I was a little kid, I go over there, and we watched tons of movies. Star Wars, I grew up with. The cartoon of The Hobbit, I grew up with.
Yeah, Star Wars I actually did grow up with, like,
a whole pile of stuff I grew up with.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... There's, like, always a movie. I sort of feel sad not anymore. Well, Spider-Man's still there. But it used to be a tradition where me and my grandpa used to go to the theater and watch the Lord of the Rings movies every year.
And you did. You did with all three?
Yeah, we did that with all three.
Yep.
And then now we do that with Spider-Man. And we're starting to do that with Harry Potter, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sort of looking forward to Harry Potter 6 coming out in June.
Right now, the only decent movie I can actually see out is The Darkness. Might not be that bad.
Yeah.
But Fat Albert, I want to see that.
I know, I want to see that. And actually, I just have to... That's my next topic. I'll just bring that up. And you can just think of the next topic to talk about. But Fahrenheit 9/11,
watched that?
I watched that yesterday. And I really,
Like, I don't find anything, like, everyone talks about how it's so great, and personally, it just doesn't spark my interest. It's about the 9-1-1 thing. How exciting.
I know, when I sort of started watching, I'm like, what, I wanted to see it, but I mean, it wasn't...
Basically, I saw part of it, and it's just, like, fat guy, like, interviewing people.
No, but it was actually pretty cool, because they sort of, like, revealed all, like, the secrets of, like, George Bush, like, how he was, like, friends with all the Saudi Arabians, and, like, how his father, like, paid off people, and how, like, yeah, like, it was actually,
guess what, I thought it was hilarious, you know the dude, Where's My Car, like, DVD box, the beginning, like the thing on the beginning thing of the DVD.
Yeah.
As those two guys saying, dude, where's my car?
Oh, yeah.
Was, like, I saw a thing on a guy where it was a whole bunch of people, and it was George Bush saying, dude, where's my war?
Yeah.
It was almost as funny as that guy with the Uncle Sam with the smoking gun saying, I want more.
Yeah, but I took that picture off my desktop.
Or the t-shirt that says, I'm a corporate whore.
Yeah, you know, that is your Sunday. I want to get one of those.
I was on the website, the Angry T-shirt, and there was, like, 5 T-shirts I won.
So you can go to Angry Shirts.
T-shirts.
I think it's shirts.
Well, whatever. I don't know. It's hoodies on there.
It's angryshirts.com.
Man, I wish I had high speed. Then I could be on the internet right now doing stuff.
Yeah, I know. And I am.
Yeah, right now I'm just, like, basically doing nothing. I'm just, like, lying here.
Yeah. So, next, you can go into topics that I just did, sort of, too.
Well, I don't know. So, I'll do a short topic. How about we go into our Christmas gifts?
Okay, sure.
Yeah. So, basically, I'll look around the house, see what I got for Christmas. The thing I was staring at while I was, like, talking was these Mech Warriors. They're, like, almost like Warhammer, except you don't paint them and you don't put them together, but they're, like, a really easy game to learn, and basically, you just collect all these Mech Warriors, and it's based on the game Mech Assault. and you basically just battle them. You get infantry, which are like people, then you get battle armor, which is like mini mechs, and then you get vehicles like motorcycles and all that stuff. Then you get a mech, which I have a whole bunch of now. And another thing I got for Christmas is money, which I bought my MP3 player with. It's a Mercury something or other.
Yeah, what's the object of Mech Warriors? What's the object of the game?
The object of any other game, kill the opponent.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Like, you each have, like, a number of, whatever, Mech
Warriors.
Well,
I think it's, yeah, you have to make it even, but I just do it, like, if all your mechs. I just, that's why my brother gets kind of mad, because I have, like, 20 more guys than him. And when we play, I'm like, no, no, I'm not going to make it even numbers. It's all your guys versus all my guys.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So you, like, each character has, like, a different health or whatever you call it?
Yeah,
like,
health, speed, attack, flight, a whole bunch of stuff. It goes in good detail. All right,
you'll have to show me that in a bit more depth next time I come over.
Yeah.
But, those are basically your...
Have what, yeah. I didn't just get battles for Christmas. I'm going to...
Oh, yeah, you...
Yeah, I
got
some
other
stuff, too. I got a Sam Roberts CD.
Yeah.
And I got 2 DVDs, Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World,
mm-hmm.
and Spaceballs, which is like a...
Hilarious.
...spoof on Star Wars.
But
I was watching reviews on the run, and they were talking about Evil Genius, which was at EB yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it, and then Tommy's like, I can't play a game that's a spoof on a spoof, which is a spoof is making is like a something making
it's
fun
like
of,
a spoof on
like,
on
it's a, like Spaceballs is a spoof on Star Wars, but this Evil Genius is a spoof on Austin Powers, which is a spoof on James Vaughn.
Oh yeah,
so that's sort of retarded.
Yeah,
right there.
Weird. Yeah, so what else did you get?
I got, you know, one of those head
Yeah,
headphones with a microphone on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm on right now.
And then I got Star Wars Battlefront. I got Dead or Alive. I got, my brother got Amped. Not Amped, SSX Trixie. And he also got Alter Echo, which I don't know why he wanted it. I actually am not willing to play it or look at it because I've heard awful things about it.
Yeah.
But I guess I can't judge it until I actually play it, so I'll have to do that one of these days.
And you can write a review about how bad it is.
Yeah.
You only have, like, one or only a few reviews of, like, you saying how bad a game was.
Yeah. And then I have, and I got Warhammer. And, oh yeah, these things are worth, going to be worth a lot of money. They are worth a lot of money right now, but they're going to be worth a ton more.
What?
You know those Iraqi cards I showed you?
Yeah.
Those are from, you know, the Iraq War?
Yeah.
So they're actually cards from the U.S. soldiers use them to memorize the, like, important Iraqi guys so they can capture them and they won't kill them.
Oh yeah.
So, and they're worth a...
Seems that it's very hard to do that these days, actually capture people and not kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And then, so I would need next Christmas, I'm asking for a weapon, because someone this year got a gun for Christmas, and someone else got a sword.
Yeah.
So I want a weapon of some sort. Like, all I have right now...
I know who got a sword, but I'm wondering who got a gun. I guess you can tell me later, but...
Like, all I have in my house...
Like, butcher knife.
...is that plastic butcher knife stuff.
I have, like, real knives.
A whole bunch of little knives. This giant candy cane. It could do some damage on someone. And,
poke their eyes out.
I've customized this Nerf gun so it can shoot little, acorns at people, which hurts a lot. But, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I was watching A Christmas Story or whatever. That movie was playing on...
Hey, I have that movie.
TBS or whatever.
Yeah, I have that movie.
If you wanted an opportunity to record it, then you basically got a whole day.
Yeah, you got a whole day of... It was on...
I mean, 24 hours, like 12 in the morning.
Like, that was... That's not
our
Christmas. We always watch... When I go with my grandpa's, we always, you know, watch.
Well, it seems like I've been watching that.
We always watch a Christmas movie, and usually every year it's the Christmas Story, and then this year it was Elf, which I wasn't too pleased about. But,
yeah,
oh well.
I didn't really like that. I saw that.
The best
theaters.
Christmas movie is Nightmare Before Christmas. Have you seen that?
No.
Or Jingle All the Way. That's a pretty good movie.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. I have that. I remember that from a long time ago. But you know, it seems like I've been watching A Christmas Story for like the last like 5 years for some reason. It seemed to just like it's on TV. Like it was on like Family last year, and it was on TBS this year. So.
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah, but
channel,
Family, you know them. They cut out like
they cut out
half
like
the
everything.
Movie.
You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah.
It's sort of, like, weird, like, when they're, like, seeing a Santa, it's sort of funny. Like, come on, kid!
Yeah.
what else? So, for me, what I got for Christmas was, my big thing was Nintendo DS.
Well, your big thing, you got, like, a whole pile of big things. You got, like, an MP3 player, and then you got a DS, and you got Xbox Live. You got, like, everything.
Well, not, like, for Christmas, though. I had an MP3
player. Yeah, well, it was sort of for Christmas.
And Xbox Live was sort of for Christmas. It was supposed to be, but...
Yeah, you got, like, all three of my big PS I wanted for, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
I was sort of sad about that.
Yeah, well, I didn't, like, MP3 player I had since last Christmas.
No, but you traded your, like, old crappy MP3 player for a decent MP3 player.
Yeah, I just, like, used my other one. I still have it, though.
What else was I going to say?
Yeah, so I got the DS, and then I got... The herbs, the Sims, like whatever. I call it the Sims.
I don't like the herbs. Actually.
I call it the Sims because, like, the herbs, like, I'm like, herbs, what's that?
Alex has beaten that game.
Has he?
Yeah.
For Xbox or what?
No, for DS.
Oh, yeah?
Which I don't like the game for DS. I can stand it for Xbox, but I really don't like it for DS.
You haven't played it for DS.
Yeah, actually, I have.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you just played it. I have to say I didn't like The Sims busting out very much for Game Boy, whatever.
Then why do you have it? Why did you get it if you didn't like it?
No, I did like it at the starting, but I guess it just got old. Like, I bought it in the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In case all you U.S. people don't know, we're in Canada. So what else? I got The Sims for DS. I got Super Mario 64, the best game for DS.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And I also got Metroid Prime Hunters.
That might be tied with Mario.
I don't know.
I really like that game. Metroid?
Yeah. Metroid Prime?
Yeah.
It's actually, it has really good graphics.
Yeah, it has amazing graphics. Opening video just blew me away.
I know it. That was the first thing I saw, and I'm like,
yeah, that's
look
the first
that.
Thing I saw in DF2, and like, well, actually, I saw people play Mario 64 on DS.
Yeah.
Before I saw that video, but that's what impressed me. The kind of thing. People playing Spider-Man too. But that's not the point. The thing that amazed me was the beginning video of Metroid.
Yeah, that was probably what like
that's
pushed
what
the graphics
lured me
of it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
That's what. Yeah, but I'm sure you'll get it for like your birthday or something.
Oh, I'm sure I won't.
Why not?
Because. I won't want a DS for my birthday.
Well, what's your next big thing if you get
Xbox Live?
What if you get Xbox Live before then?
Xbox Live games.
Yeah, I need more Xbox Live games. At least now I have Underground too.
Like, sheesh, what do I have? I have, like... Well, Battlefront is so laggy, it's unbearable to play on Xbox Live, so there it goes. I have, like, 3 games I play on Xbox Live, and that's it.
Yeah, so... What else did I get? I have weird music tastes. I have to tell you that now. I have like so many music tastes. Like I like some of the bands T-Promix listens to. But then, I mean, I guess I'm sort of like Stank Dog. I like the American Idol. So.
Stank Dog like American.
Yeah, it's funny sometimes.
No, you guys are all weird.
No, I just have a.
They're all horrible.
I have
things.
A wide range
I know,
of
like,
music tastes.
Simon Cowell's like so mean, and then he's like. Nice to the people that are still horrible.
I know, he's like, you are the best singer I've ever heard. And then they're like, terrible. I'm like, jeez. And then at the end, like, he doesn't have a lot of bad things to say, so. But I haven't been, like, I don't like Canadian Idol that much, but I didn't see the whole, surprisingly I didn't see the whole Canadian Idol, that whole competition really. I think I saw, I don't like the host, Ben Mulrooney. He really, ooh, I hate him.
Is there a Simon Cowell on Canadian Idol?
Not really. There's just this one guy that tries to act like Simon Cowell. I don't, Jake something.
Is he on Simon Cowell at all?
No, he isn't at all. He just tries to be a bit mean, and then he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. You're the best. Well, he isn't like that, but he just, he doesn't have the Simon in him. And I really hate Ben Mulrooney. Oh, I mean, like...
Who's Ben Mulrooney? Is he like the black guy on the...
No, he isn't, but he's like you know, Brian Mulrooney, the former Prime Minister of Canada?
Yeah.
He's his son, and he's really annoying. Like, he...
Is he a senator, or is he a judge?
He's the host.
Oh.
He has a show, E-Talk Daily. I, like, hate that. I mean, you really have to watch him, like, to know he doesn't know how to act, and he doesn't know how to talk on TV, and he just really, I mean, he sounds really, like, arrogant, sort of. I don't know what other way to put it. But, okay, so, I got the Caitlin Porter CD, and that's who won the Canadian Idol, and then I got the OC, Chris McCombix.
Oh, by the way, is my CD done?
Oh, no, not yet.
Yeah, I sort of figured that.
Most of the torrent sites are down. I found a new one, so I will check there at the moment. But I'm sort of confined to my TV because I have this headset. I could use the other phone, but you're supposed to plug in the headset to the one jack on the voice controller. So what else? OC Chris McCombix, Caitlin Porter. I got some what else did I get? Oh yeah, I got the CNET, the extra pack thingy.
Do you actually like that game? Because it looks like you hate it.
I do. Okay. It's a good game.
Is there actually movies on it that you actually know of, or are they most like old movies?
They're most like old movies, but it's still fun actually, but there's some new movies as well. Like, on the TV edition, that's not the one I have, like, I was sort of surprised because it had, one of the things it had was like the OC, and it's like, this one part of it, it like blurs out words in like a sentence about the show. And I was going to say OC, but I'm like, no, it couldn't be OC because that's like too new. But it has new stuff too. But you can get like the kids edition, which with like Shrek and stuff. But I don't think like...
Is there anything that after? Is there a good scene? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's still a good game. It's really fun with other people.
The only board game I can actually stand is Risk, basically.
Risk? Yeah, like on undergrads. I also got the Born Supremacy.
No, I like Risk before that episode.
Yeah, I also got the Born Supremacy, which I'm gonna.
Have you seen the first one? So I can't watch that one until I see the first one.
I said to him, my brother, I'm like, am I gonna be lost if I watch this and haven't seen the first one? He said no, but we could rent it.
Yeah, so I want to see the Born Identity that never interested me, but then the Born Supremacy did.
Yeah, so
I didn't want to see the second one without seeing the first one.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably other things I got. I got Pringles. Surprise. I don't know. There's other things too. I just can't remember them. I can't walk around like that. So, what is your next topic?
Oh man, he keeps throwing these topics at me, and I have no idea what to talk about.
Okay, so I'm gonna talk about my topic then, and then.
Yeah.
He talked a lot about Knights of the Republic too. I attacked him. Oh, I also got a wireless controller, I guess.
No, I want.
Leads into my next.
Well, actually, I don't even know if I want it anymore.
What?
Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
What?
A webcam. Like, do I really need a webcam? I don't know. Webcams are good in a way, and webcams are bad in a way.
Yeah.
Because, like, what happens if someone wants to let me watch them, but I don't want them to watch me?
You can just, like, turn the webcam the other way to, like, face your wall.
Well, I don't want them seeing my wall either.
Well, just put a piece of paper over.
Well,
like
I don't want
picture.
To see them. I don't want them to see the paper either.
And unplug it.
I want the webcam always plugged in.
Unplug it then.
No, I want it plugged in.
Oh well, then just put your finger over it.
I don't want them to see my.
It'll be completely black.
not want them to see blackness. That would just be rude.
Yeah, because then they actually see something. If you don't have a webcam, they don't see anything, period.
Yeah, I know.
So you basically have to, like,
it was like
turn
that
off your webcam.
I
don't know how that
webcam
works.
Attack.
What?
When I didn't know I had a webcam, and then I didn't know the webcam was, like... Luckily, the webcam was staring at the floor. Well, maybe not luckily, because I wasn't doing anything that I didn't want them to see, but... It would just be surprising me if,
Someone's like, I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of weird. So, my next topic is wireless controllers, and there's, no matter how many people are like, oh, they jump around, and they're not good, and they suck, and you shouldn't get them.
Yeah, that's what
I like mine.
Me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get a wireless controller, and like, everyone's like, no, don't.
No, no.
Whatever you do, don't get a wireless controller.
Yeah, I like mine. Well, get a good one. I don't think you should get one of those cheap $10 ones.
No, I get the best one money can buy, the cordless airflow glowing one. That's
what I just got the,
Well, I get the cordless glowing airflow.
It's a $40 one, but it's a good one.
Cordless glowing airflow is the best one.
I want one of those, the one that blows air.
Yeah.
So your hands don't get sweaty.
Yeah. Because, you know, my hands always get sweaty when I'm playing Xbox.
It seems like only Halo that my hands get sweaty.
I get sweaty.
Because I play
everything.
So much of Halo. Not much to say about that. Have you ever played the game, like, Rally Sport? It's like basketball.
Yeah.
Is it good?
What, Rally Sport?
Yeah.
What did you say it was like?
I said Rally Sport. I think it's basketball.
There's no such thing as Rally Sport basketball.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Rally Sport is a car racing game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of something else, because,
like... I'm like, what are you... I'm like, oh, yeah, I play Rally Sport, and then you're like, basketball. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Okay, hold on a sec. I'm just going to try something. Just talk about something.
Okay. I'm trying to find room for two of my posters.
Okay. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to... I went on my other cordless phone, so I can, Oh, crap, it's losing batteries. But, yeah, it'll go dead on me. What's all my games? Well...
All your games sound like there's so many.
No, where are they? All of them are gone.
I took them.
Maybe they're in my... Someone stole them. What?
Yeah, I took them.
You took them. They're in my bag upstairs.
I'm gonna sell them at EB.
No, we're not.
You probably took them.
I'm just gonna go.
Your brother probably took them.
No, but they're in my bag upstairs.
Yeah, from your brother putting them there.
No, because I took it to my grandparents.
Fight him, fight him.
I took him to my grandparents.
Fight him.
Okay, because my aunt...
Fight him.
No,
Fight him.
I'll have to show you.
Fight him.
No.
Zip.
I'm the one that put it in
there. I'll put that clip up where the one guy is talking about our show on his show.
I will.
I want to hear what he says right now.
Thanks. Called Street Volume 2 or something.
What?
Street Volume 2.
Oh,
NBA
that sounds
Street.
Like Rally Sport. How did you get Rally Sport?
Because I was gonna... My aunt went... She has Xbox, and she let me borrow some of her games, and I think Rally Sport was one of them. And hold on a sec. I'm just gonna get out of my...
How
do
you sound so tired?
I'm not.
It sounds like you're, like, taking deep breaths like you just ran a marathon.
Oh, I did. I ran from upstairs. Hold on a sec.
I was going to say.
Hold on a sec. I hate this headset that I have here.
I'm sure you do.
Hold on a sec. Just talk about something. I don't know what. I'm just gonna get, like, this headset on.
Anyways, trying to find room for these two posters. Nice little Republic 2 poster. Anyways, maybe that poster is worth a lot of money. Maybe I could sell it on eBay. Because I have a Spider-Man poster. I have a Kangaroo Jack poster, then I have a Star Wars Force Commander poster, then I have a Jurassic Park poster, then I have a Algonquin poster, then I have a Superman poster, which I think is worth a lot of money. It looks like it's worth a lot of money. So I'm trying to get the Splinter Cell Pandora Tomorrow poster up and the Knights of the Republic 2 poster up. I can't decide if I want to put the dark side or the light side up.
Cool.
I mean, I'll go for the
I'm back.
Side. Oh.
I just wondered if I sounded any good on this other phone, so...
You sound about the same.
What? Yeah.
You sound clear on this phone, though.
On this?
Yeah.
Probably I did, because the other phone...
The other one, like, when you first started talking to me, I didn't really understand what you're saying.
Well, the other phone isn't as good.
What is that?
Oh,
well, are you on your high-tech phone or your regular?
No, I have the, that's what I should do next time. Next time we record, like, I have the high-tech phone. Well, if it is high-tech.
It's a high-tech
yeah,
phone.
Yeah, it's hooked up to the little recorder thing, and then I just have the headset hooked into the recorder thing as well. And then I have the other phone. I just have it here because I don't want someone to come on halfway through the show. So,
I use my headset on the phone?
We're at 50 minutes, so right now we're just going to do the shout-outs because...
Oh, okay, that's good, because I need to go soon anyway.
No,
because
if we, like, go past an hour, it just cuts us off anyway. So
okay, tell me, quickly.
Okay. We don't have to rush, it's just, I want it to be done by 55
minutes.
Tell
me exactly how it works. Like, if you go on
BitNRF
and our show is on, you, like, click a button and it's, like, any show that's supposed to be on the schedule, then...
Yeah, for ours, you just go on Thursday at 8, you just, like, probably go on at, like, 7:58, you just click on the button on our website, nextbox.co.nr, and it says listen in, and it brings you to the stream, and it opens it up in Windows Media Player.
But you're not exactly listening, are you downloading it, or?
No, it's like listening live to a show.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Except, like, we're not. Actually live.
Can you show me that clip, please?
You can't download the episode yet. I'll have to show you when it comes out.
Well, how did you listen to it?
Because I was listening to the stream yesterday.
Oh, well, why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't, because I just sort of, it was like 9:28, and I'd set my alarm, and I'm like, well, here goes nothing. I think I was going to tell you, like, later, but then you weren't on in a sec. So, shout-outs for the show today from me. Personally, our Stankdog.
We haven't done shoutouts in a long time.
Maybe we haven't. I don't know.
I think we haven't like last time was like 3 or 4 episodes ago.
Yeah, probably. Stankdog, Kizzle, because I can actually post on Hacker Media now. That took a long time, but now I can. All our employees. If you want to, I'm not going to list them all out, but you can go to the website and go to staff. Who else? G-Primex. Voodoo Hal, who might join us on an episode sometime. I don't know.
For Hawaii episode?
What?
And
no,
we will.
So are we
ever
doing the
we Christmas? Sort of gave up on the Christmas episode, so, we will see you next week, Thursday from 8 till 9, and we will leave you with what we say every week, keep gaming, America.